I can report to the American people and to the world. The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children.
Boy, this has got to be one of the biggest stories in 10 years. 10 years this September would have been the mark of what happened back in 2001, September 11th. So before officially 10 years, Osama bin Laden is killed by a U.S. team, as it is being described. He was shot in the head. And this was a well-thought-out mission. The president released a statement 11:30 Eastern time on Sunday night to tell the nation and the world, really, officially, that the mastermind behind the September 11, 2001 terror attacks was gone. And as I mentioned, this was a well-thought-out deal once they had the intelligence. The president did give some specifics on the mission, saying that, in fact, they had the body of Osama bin Laden, because, you know, that would be one of the questions. Well, how do you know it's Osama bin Laden? Remember in the drone attacks when key members of Al-Qaeda were thought to be killed, were they really killed or not, was always the question. So where's the proof? The proof is they have the body. Then the question becomes, people want to see the body of bin Laden. But if you go according to ritual, they might not show the body. Who knows? But the body of bin Laden is in U.S. custody. Justice has been done, is what the president said in a very dramatic announcement. So the small team, to give you some specifics on what happened, if you have not heard this yet, they killed bin Laden in a firefight. That mansion, in fact, is on fire, even, I think, right now. This happened, this compound, in a very affluent neighborhood in Pakistan. So no civilians were apparently hit in this. Navy SEALs were involved in this mission. And the president said he ordered the operation after he got undisclosed intelligence information that they believed was incredibly reliable. So that's when they decided to go in and perform the surgery and annihilate Osama bin Laden by shooting him in the head. So he was found inside, to be more specific, a custom-built compound with two security gates, like I said, in an affluent neighborhood. Whew. So how big is the death of Osama bin Laden? This is a manhunt that has been going on for almost 10 years. 3,000 people slaughtered on September 11th, 2001, a massive celebration in reaction to the death of bin Laden going on still right now in Washington, D.C. At Ground Zero, people in New York have gathered. They were in Times Square as well, and a lot of that has shifted to Ground Zero. He was in a $1 million home that they believe, the CIA thinks, as I was saying, was custom built. The CIA thinks was custom built to house him. And isn't this what we talked about so often? We've had people on who worked for the CIA. We've talked about what the possibilities are. And that was one of the things that we consistently said here on the show. It's not that he's probably in some cave somewhere. It's that somebody, enough people, know where he is, and they're covering it up, and he probably is in a well-to-do area. So somebody gave him up. Enough people gave him up. They had enough reliable information. By the way, three adult males were also killed in Sunday's raid. That includes one of bin Laden's sons. They didn't name who it was, but you might think it's Hamza, who is a senior member of al-Qaeda and supposedly was always very tight with his father and might have been the one that was with him when that happened. We don't know that for sure. What the U.S. did say about the body, by the way, is that bin Laden's body was handled in accordance with Islamic tradition. So how big is this, the capture of Osama bin Laden? What is the reaction from the rest of the world? You can certainly react here on America Tonight, 800-259-5791. I'll say it again, 800-259-5791, or you can shoot us an email, americatonight.net. If you go to the website, you'll see that you can chat with us through the miracle of Pal Talk that is posted on the website. There are so many people that are chatting now, and I'm going to go through some of those a little bit later on the show. So you've got a couple of ways that you can get to us to let you to have a chance to express what you're feeling. Something that I just checked out and got a note from the State Department. The State Department is warning Americans of the enhanced, what they're calling enhanced potential for anti-American violence following, naturally, the killing of Osama bin Laden. Specifically, what the statement is, I'm going to read it to you. Given the uncertainty and volatility of the current situation, U.S. citizens in areas where events could cause anti-American violence are strongly urged to limit their travel outside of their homes and hotels and avoid mass gatherings and demonstrations. So for people that are, that's obviously what they're saying, that are in certain areas just to stay inside, basically, and don't get it in the middle of any kind of a melee anywhere else. So there are reactions pouring in all over the place. You now know what happened. You wonder what specifics were in this information, but obviously they had clearly had the address, knew where he was, all of that, and were able to execute it. And probably, I'm assuming they didn't have it. They didn't sit on the information for the risk that he could get away because it would be too risky. And I could be wrong about that, but I'm thinking that they didn't sit on it for very long. What a week for President Obama. First with the birth certificate and now with Osama bin Laden. But I think the bin Laden thing ultimately could seal the deal for him in his bid for re-election. It'll be tough for any of the candidates or people that have thrown their name out there as potential candidates for the Republicans to Trump getting Osama bin Laden and getting the body, having the proof, all of that. All right, if you want to react, certainly feel free to do that, 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swinson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily when we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and the demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? Stock market? Real estate? Metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Better than the moon myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. Welcome back to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you on a very big night. Osama bin Laden dead. President, with a somber message to the nation, telling some of the details about the killing of bin Laden in a compound in Pakistan. And you can imagine there are still a lot of questions swirling around. In the last 9 years, how many times have you been asked, do you remember September 11th? Where were you? Have you been? I've been to some of the services where they announced the names. I can't tell you how many times I went back to Ground Zero when I was back in New York. Anyway, your thoughts, 800-259-5791. Steve in Virginia, thanks for the call. What's up, Steve?
Yeah, how you doing? I just want to commend you for recognizing the accomplishment of the president of the United States, and I just like to say that this should pretty much squash all of this rhetoric about him not being competent, about him being just a community organizer. He did a lot more than just organize a community on this one. And this is going to go down and as one of the best and biggest accomplishments by any president of the United States. Thanks.
Yep, Steve, thanks for the call. I think it's I think certainly in what's happened here, when you talk about the bid for re-election, is there any doubt? I mean, how many times did I say it? If the person, whoever's in office, if they capture bin Laden, it's a done deal. I can remember saying that back the second time around for Bush. Joel in Texas, hello.
Are you there?
I'm here. What's up, Joel? What do you think?
I'm sorry. I think it's amazing that it shows the resilience of America that we don't stop. And when you hurt us, we're going to come for you. And it doesn't matter if it takes 10 years.
Yeah, I think it's you. I can tell you're out there celebrating, so you're celebrating with a bunch of people, huh?
We are, yes. Yeah. Should I turn the music down?
No. I think that's great. I think that's great. You're with your friends, and they
yes,
feel the
are.
Same way.
They absolutely do. And we've been, we were actually in Austin, and when they announced it, the whole place just went up. So
very nice. Very nice. All right. So you think it's you should, I'm glad you said that. It does show that we are resilient, and
yeah,
the push
absolutely.
Was on. Yeah. The push
yeah.
was on.
Well, I mean, it's been 10 years, but, you know, you can't hurt us and not expect retribution. That's it.
Very well said, Joel. Thanks for the call. You can't hurt us and expect no retribution. And, you know, it's interesting Joel says that because as somebody who spent so much time in New York afterwards and saw how sad it was in the city and how rough to hear the stories of the people, there's things you just don't think about. If I wind my mind back to September 11th and calls that I took, I was on a huge, huge sports station, WFAN. They were the home to the Giants and the Mets and, you know, a ton of big teams in New York. And rabid sports fans. And for weeks, for 2 weeks, we didn't talk about sports because in New York, you didn't care about sports. Everybody was stunned and worried, and there were things going on in the city. And then it was all about trying to rescue, and then there's nobody to rescue and all that sort of stuff. And like I described earlier, just photographs of people, missing people, and they were plastered all over. You know, near ground zero, in the train stations, everything, and you just felt so awful for the people whose lives were forever altered as a result, and all of us felt that, and being stopped and not being able to go over bridges at certain times and all that sort of stuff. And I really initially thought that this would have happened pretty soon. I mean, I thought after the attacks happened, I guess naively, that Osama bin Laden, especially as the money and the reward money and everything started to come in, I figured they'd get a beat on him. They'd get a trail somehow that would lead to Osama bin Laden, but it didn't happen. And it took, as Joel said, we're resilient. It took this long. And there were times when the question would come up, what about Osama bin Laden? And it seemed to get pushed back with so much going on every single day in this country, other things that are happening, what was happening with the wars. Now you think of Afghanistan and you think of Iraq, you think of all this time and the fact that there is the payoff. There is the payoff. And it is the death of Osama bin Laden, shot in the head. I remember I did a show right after 9/11 where... Because we all needed a vent. How do you want to see this guy go down? And every single person that called in wanted to just said, kill him. Just, he needs to go. So I'm going to say this again so you have some of the details. I mean, just like Joel is saying that people exploded in Austin, Texas, they exploded in Washington, D.C. People all over the country are celebrating, are roaming around. Kind of like when your team wins the World Series. That's what the feeling is like, I heard. Or some other huge sporting event. So it was a small band of Americans that killed bin Laden in what's described as a firefight. I understand a helicopter exploded and that the compound caught on fire. And, of course, afterwards... And they got him. And they took his body. They took his remains. So they have his remains. Can you imagine what that operation was like? How many, when we say small team, that had to be the best of the best. That's why the Navy SEALs were involved, to get the body out of there, to handle the body the way they're handling it, to get the body out of there, out of this neighborhood, out of this situation. So the former president, George W. Bush, got a call from the current president telling what was going on. He issued a handwritten statement hailing the bin Laden death as a momentous achievement, saying that the fight against terror goes on, but tonight America has sent an unmistakable message. No matter how long it takes, justice will be done. The president said he ordered the operation after he got the intelligence information. And I've said this, from what I understand, and as I'm trying to press sources, it wasn't a long time period, because then that's the question, the timeline, what happened with the timeline here. So the manhunt comes just months before the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks on the World Trade Centers, the Pentagon, and the plane going down in Shanksville. And just a huge, huge day. They're almost, it's almost like you're, you know, I'm grappling for words, because I was speechless. It's certainly not something I was expecting. We had a whole different show planned. I was catching the tail end of the Phillies and the Mets and heard the chants. The USA started to look down at my phone and saw what was happening. And the people that I know in New York and in Washington, both in the media and one former CIA man that we've had on the show a few times, who he's been on a couple of times, he's used an assumed name. Even he didn't know. So this was pretty hush-hush. And probably just to get in there, I think, and just execute it to make sure that he didn't get away this time. That, remember, there was one time where they came very close to getting bin Laden, but came away empty. And this was a very long time ago, back in the Bush administration days, early on, right after September 11th happened. So they weren't going to miss him, I think, this time. The president also spoke with Bill Clinton to tell him about what was happening too, as well, and let them know about how it, I guess, a few details of how it had gone down and whatnot, and said several times, they've announced several times from Washington that the U.S. is ensuring that bin Laden's body is handled in accordance with Islamic tradition. I guess this is also for fear of not igniting anything that doesn't have to be, you know, anything that doesn't have to be lit, let's say. Because already there are warnings about traveling from the State Department. What a huge day for this country. What a great day for this country. What a week this is going to be. 800-259-5791.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you suffer from adrenal fatigue? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings can deposit into your kidneys and adrenals and cause them to lose up to 60% of their functional capacity? I've had firsthand experience with the damage mercury can do to the body. I've made it a life's work to figure out what went wrong after I got two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I also know the most effective means by which the body can remove mercury. It has to do in large part with how well your liver functions and how much glutathione your cells produce. The number one superfood that supports optimal levels of glutathione is cold processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows. It is the most bioactive, undenatured whey protein on the market. People are reporting health improvements from this one product that I've not seen in 20 years of clinical nutritional practice. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Thousand more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey.
Ah, bad to the bone, USA. Bad to the bone. I think that's how a lot of people are reacting to the death of Osama bin Laden. There are travel warnings being issued, and a lot of information coming in to as to other aspects of this. Welcome to America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. What a big day this is. As somebody who went through this tragedy very close to where some of it unfolded, I can only think that the people of New York, many of them feel the same way that they feel in D.C., those that are still partying, if you will, outside of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It's a huge day. It is a momentous day. There's no question about it. Because if you think of the push, the press, the why not, why haven't we gotten bin Laden, can't say enough about we've got him. Can't say enough about, I mean, sometimes you know what, you got to fold him. And when you got to fold him and you got to give credit to the other side, this is when you have to do this. If you are, let's say you're right of right, and you look at this and you say, wow, I have a zillion questions about it. The one thing I think you have to do is you have to tip your cap to the president on this one, because they did do it, and it is under his watch. It didn't happen under Bush's watch. It happened under Barack Obama's time in office. And if I'm the head of the Republican Party, and I'm looking at this through different eyes, and let's be honest about it, because 2012 is an election year, and the press is on, and there's a whole press to get elected, and there's a whole bunch of different names floating around there as far as the Republicans are concerned, I think that person is a little bit worried about what emerges now after the killing of Osama bin Laden. Because, see, that was the question. So many people, why haven't we gotten him? I was one of those people constantly questioning, why haven't we gotten him? Why haven't we gotten him? One of our affiliates, WVMT, Charlie and Ernie, they do a terrific job in Vermont. Every single day, and I credit them, every single day they played a thing called the Fireman's Song, and it was about Osama bin Laden. Let's not forget, let's not forget. Because as time goes by, you forget, you forget. And so many people had their lives dramatically altered. You know, this is what you have to think about. We live in the United States of America, the best country on the face of the earth. We can all agree on that no matter what our political stripes are. And we have these incredible freedoms. I can be on the radio. Think I could do that as a woman in Iran? Think I could do that in Venezuela? Think I could do that in Cuba? Think I could do that in China? And the answer, of course, is no. In fact, when you're talking about state-run media, whatever the oppressor wants, they get, and they pump out as the information, as fact, to the people that they rule in those countries, let's face it. So how big is it? How big is it that we can talk about all this stuff? How big is it that Osama bin Laden has been shot and killed? He was absolutely the leader of Al-Qaeda. I mean, remember, this is the guy who's the head of the terrorist network behind the September 11th attacks. We have his body. The U.S. has his body. This is a tremendously big day, big week, with the death of Osama bin Laden. More questions, more answers, we hope, will come forth in the next couple of days. But you cannot deny that this is a huge moment, a huge moment. Ann in Missouri, you have the floor. Hi, Ann.
Hey, dear. It's been a long time again.
I know. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm waiting until, I can't sleep every once in a while.
That's okay.
Where I was that day, you know, I was in physical therapy. The first time I had gone, it's amazing how you get somebody real quick when something tragic happens. I walked in the door, and the first one had already hit. And, you know, of course, I asked what had happened. And then the therapist called me in, and you could hear through the door that they said, another plane has hit. And she said, can we pray? And I said, yes. And she sat there and prayed for all concerned.
Mm.
And it was dynamic, unfortunately, on an unfortunate thing, but you never forget nobody. John Kennedy, Reagan, when he was shot, everybody, when something like that happens, you'll never forget where you were.
Yeah.
So.
I agree. And so now do you feel like there's vindication now with the death of bin Laden?
No, he's already probably got somebody waiting.
You know what? So true.
Now that's not a negative thing.
Right,
it's just
reality.
It's fact.
So I agree with you.
Have a great night, and until the next time I call.
All right, Ann, you too. There is the reality of that, yes. Al-Qaeda is not floating away because of the death of bin Laden. However, there is a certain vindication by the death of bin Laden when you think of the horrific things that so many people endured, we as a country endured. And plus, remember, all of the propaganda, let's face it, that he was pumping out afterwards. How many tapes, videotapes, and audio tapes over the years have been thrown in our faces? If I were the president of the United States, if I had been Bush or Barack Obama, that would get under my skin big time. I get a call from the boys at the CIA saying, oh, we got another one, we've authenticated it, blah, blah, blah. He's talking about going after America because of XYZ or whatever was being spewed. That would infuriate me and make me press harder to say, what are we doing? What's the intelligence? What else do we need? Who do we need to engage? And the answer was, the people they needed to engage, obviously they did, because somebody gave them up. Selma in California, hello. Hey,
well,
Selma.
To you here on Pal Talk. And I was going to say congratulations to the world. One less Al-Qaeda person died. But don't forget, we have a lot more to go. We have Ahmadinejad, and we have Gaddafi, we have Hosni Mubarak, we have a lot of them. And as you said, as you mentioned, by Osama's death, Al-Qaeda is not going to stop. I think they might want to get stronger, just like the Islamic Brotherhood in Egypt, who are killing my people, the Christians. So this is the beginning of the happiness. I hope it continues like this. And I want to congratulate the world again. Again, what took you so long to shoot this bastard?
All right. Amen. What took so long? That is a question a lot of people do have. What took so long? And it happened. As I said, Selma, thanks for the call. As I said, that was the same thing that I questioned, over and over again as somebody who was there. Why can't we get him? What happened the one time when the trail went cold? I mentioned the affiliate in Vermont and the morning show there that every single day would bring it up. We've talked about it many times with Jeff Atticott, the terrorism expert that we've had on this show at least a dozen times, as to what's happened here. And I truly think that the start of this, the seeds of this, happened in the trip with Hillary Clinton to Pakistan, where she was pushing about bin Laden. So there must have been more chatter about bin Laden and the possibilities of where he could have been. So, as Selma said, she was catching all of this on chat. If you go to America Tonight website, of course, you can always hit us up that way. And people are very, very active there. I'm getting stuff like this, for example, from Highlight, God Bless the USA. How about this? This is big. All our military bases are on high alert here in Texas. I've heard the same thing, that the military bases are on high alert, the Pentagon, etc. The State Department issuing the warning, be careful if you're traveling. How about this? Let's see what else we have on here. Oh, let's see. I'm going to give you a good one. God bless the country. How big is this? USA, USA, USA. We're hearing a lot of that. Somebody else said, I wish they announced it earlier. I would have gone out and joined the roar in the sports bars. Oh, yeah. You can hear the roar everywhere, let's say that.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call
866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Osama bin Laden killed in a firefight. His body is in the hands of U.S. officials being handled according to Islamic law. They were quick to point that out, I guess, for the concern over retaliation. But the big news, bin Laden dead, shot in the head. A small team of very, very special operatives went into an elite neighborhood in Pakistan and took him out in what is being described as a firefight. In fact, the compound itself is on fire. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're talking about one of the best days in recent memory as far as retribution for something horrific that happened in the United States. All you have to do is go by Ground Zero, and it just, you are not human if you don't have a lump in your throat and you don't feel something, because no matter how you view what happened on that day, no matter who you want to blame, no matter how you twist it, spin it, look at it, it was a terrible, tragic, awful moment in our history where too many people had their young lives, a lot of young lives, wasted because of what happened. Pregnant women whose husbands went off, who went on to have children, who never saw a father because their father was killed in his prime on a plane flight. On an on a business trip somewhere that again and again and again they would take and there would be no problem. It changed our security system at the airports, unfortunately, in some ways, I think, because you know how I feel about what's going on with the TSA. But that's a story for another show. It did change all of our lives. It altered all of our lives. I don't care how old you were when this happened. The effect of what happened has definitely been felt by you in some way, whether you know it or not. And so the fact that the U.S. has risen and been able to take them out is a very, very, very big deal. The president confirmed it, that he was dead. I mentioned the body and how they're treating the body. And this is a victory for the U.S., I think, no matter how you look at this. You can talk about all kinds of ancillary things to this, but it is a victory without a doubt. What about the families who lost those loved ones that we keep describing? And could be fathers, daughters, sons. I mean, you name any kind of a family tree, pick one. Deborah Burlingame was on one of the TV networks talking about, she was the sister of Chick Burlingame III, who was a pilot of the American Airlines Flight 77 that was flown into the Pentagon on 9/11 by the Al-Qaeda terrorists. And she had something to say about the killing of bin Laden. Take a listen.
This is the close of a very big chapter, but we are worried going forward. We worry because Al-Qaeda has metastasized, and there are so many Al-Qaeda affiliates now. It doesn't end it, but it's a great relief to know that this man is no longer walking. I'm elated. I'm elated that this man, this evil, evil, bad man who has so much blood on his hands, is now dead.
All right, that statement says it all. I'm elated that this evil, evil man with so much blood on his hands is now dead. I think that so many other families feel the very same way. And I'm sure there probably are some that are just finding out. There are probably some that were going to bed when the news came down. And they're up somewhere very late talking to friends and family, because that when stunning news comes your way, it's just the human thing. I don't care if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever. You get on that phone. You're there and or texting, but I don't think you're even texting. I think you want to talk to people. So you're there and you're talking to other people in the family, because remember, one or two deaths, let's say it's one, it's a son. Then you're talking to the in-laws, you're talking to the children, you're talking to whoever is involved. And there's people that are eating donuts and laughing and burning the midnight oil. There's others that are celebrating in New York and Times Square, Ground Zero, people outside of 1600 Pennsylvania, outside of the White House, who are celebrating, lots of young people, lots of people of all ages, feeling that American pride. They're feeling that. You can tell because of the chants, the USA chants that are bursting through the crowds. And I think that it's contagious, and and if you're listening to me, you probably feel some of that. I hope you feel some of that. This is one of those days where this is one of these days where you're a grown-up about the fight. Because we absolutely have a divide in the U.S. as to some of the things that have happened and where we're headed and the crisis with the budget and taxes versus no taxes, smaller government versus bigger government, screw-ups that have happened and why did they happen, all the other fights, illegal immigration that were overrun, what's going on in this country. And this is one of those days where you call a truce, though. I really believe that. This is where the grown-ups call a truce and say, hey, you've got to give it to this administration, because they're the ones in charge. This happened on their watch. They pulled this together, and look what's happened. And according to the sources that I have, because the timeline will be questions. A lot of there's questions about the timeline. You know, why now? And from what I understand, and I believe this, like I said, that trip with Hillary Clinton and pressing the Pakistanis to help, to do something, to release what they knew about the possible whereabouts of Bin Laden. I think that this has all come together. And I do believe that there'll be a lot of conspiracy enterprisers who will think that this is something that was held back or whatever, the timing of it. But I don't think you can say it in this case, because I believe that it was, once the information was there, they had to act fast. He has slipped through the net too many times for them not to act in a fast manner, to not pick up the pace. There's no way, even if they wanted to try to, I think, if they wanted to try to time it, ooh, how close can we get to the election? We have an idea of where, I don't think so. I think that they had to act as soon as they knew anything. Because remember, they had to have Pakistan involved in this too. They had to be surveying what was going on. They had to keep a lid on it. That'd be pretty tough. So the man that killed thousands of Americans is killed himself in a firefight on Sunday with U.S. forces in Pakistan, ending this crazy manhunt that spanned a very futile at times and frustrating decade. Justice has been done, to steal a line from President Obama, who said that in his late night announcement at the White House. You cannot deny that justice has been done. Oh, remember where you were on September 11th, especially when you saw the second plane slam into the Twin Towers. Then you knew. I think anybody knew. Your heart just sank to the ground. You knew we were in serious trouble. How much trouble? And then you didn't know. And then you heard about other attacks. Then you heard about missed targets. A crazy, sad time in American history. But this is a time to celebrate the death of the mastermind behind those horrific attacks. Osama bin Laden, dead.
After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body.